PMO orders NMC to act on infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College fee scam. DARPG orders NMC to enforce refunds. Students still denied degrees. Partial compliance, full defiance. Unmesh, Gujarati. Sprouts News exclusive. The PMO's DARPG has issued a stern directive to the NMC over D.Y. Patil Medical College's illegal MBBS fee collection and degree withholding. Despite partial refunds, compliance remains incomplete. Whistleblowers and students demand full justice, penalties, and criminal action as Sprouts News investigation team exposes deep-rooted collusion in medical governance. DARPG takes unprecedented action on MBBS fee extortion. In a rare move directly backed by the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, the Department of Administrative Reform's Public Grievances, DARPG, has ordered immediate action against the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College, PUNE, for alleged illegal MBBS fee collection and document withholding. Directive FNO S15-12-2023-PG, issued on 13 August 2025, instructs NMC Secretary Dr. Raghav Langer to submit an Urgent Action Taken Report, ATR. The order cites deliberate defiance of two prior PMO directives dated 30 April 2025 and 15 May 2025, PMO ID 5I932212. Political clout of corrupt Bhagyashri, Patil faces collapse. The DARPG intervention comes after years of inaction despite 77 presidential petitions ignored. Multiple vice presidential referrals, e.g. VPS 18-01-TAC-2025. Over 1,000 citizen complaints dismissed by the Health Ministry and DMR Maharashtra. Allegations against the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College include extorting Ri 32 lakh as fifth-year MBBS fees despite NMC's ruling against it, withholding degrees and registration documents, forcing 70 students into supplementary exams as retaliation, and subjecting students to mental harassment resulting in suicidal crises. NMC File U140-2317-2025-UGMEB. Cabinet Secretariat and Health Ministry forced to act. DARPG's 29 July 2025 office memorandum compelled the Health Ministry to take action, leading to a partial refund of 6 months' fees unlawfully collected in 2023-2024 from the 2019 and 2020 MBBS batches. However, legal experts told Sprouts site that this refund is insufficient. Full repayment with 13-14% RBI-mandated interest, penalties, and criminal prosecution remain necessary to uphold the rule of law. This is not a goodwill refund. It's a corrective measure for a financial crime, said a senior regulatory compliance lawyer. Whistleblowers threatened for exposing college corruption. Primary whistleblower Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi, a former surgery resident, endured degree blockage, harassment, and career damage for challenging the scam. He alleged that corrupt Bhagyashri Patil and complicit officials defied multiple PMO and presidential directives. Refunds and degree release are the bare minimum. Penalties, sanctions, and accountability are overdue, Dr. Dwivedi told Sprouts. The Sprouts News investigation team's editor-in-chief, Unmesh Padmakar Gujarathi, also a whistleblower, has faced threat calls allegedly linked to the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College management, but continues the investigation undeterred. DARPG's ultimatum to NMC, compliance or contempt. The 13 August 2025 directive demands that the NMC, 1. Justify its defiance of Article 78 constitutional obligations. 2. Release all withheld degrees without delay. 3. Initiate contempt proceedings against Dr. A.J. Chandanwale, the dean, corrupt Bhagyashri Patil, and complicit NMC officers. 4. Establish a PMO-monitored compliance framework to prevent repeat violations. Failure to comply could escalate into criminal prosecution of officials and derecognition of the Vidyapith. A defining test for India's medical education governance. This case has become a litmus test for whether India's medical education regulators can resist entrenched corruption. Each day of delay not only deepens the injustice
faced by students but also erodes public trust in the NMC and government oversight. For the hundreds of students whose futures depend on timely justice, this battle is far from over. The Sprouts News investigation team will continue its coverage until the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College is held fully accountable and victims are compensated in full.